The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. Wonderful Saturday morning. I won't say it's a beautiful Saturday morning, but it started raining a little harder, but it's that slacked off a little bit down. But we're here every Saturday morning from 8:39 on WRHI AM 1340 FM 100.1 and worldwide on WRHI.com. And good morning, Mr. Rector.
Good morning.
How are you this fine morning?
I'm good.
You working today?
I am going to work, yes. I don't know how much is going to be, who's going to be there, what's going to happen today. But like you say, it's raining now, and they called for it to rain all day, but it's going to kind of clear out of here 10, 11 o'clock.
And come back.
And maybe come back.
I don't think they really knew this morning. They were bouncing all over the place.
Well, this thing came all the way across the United States, really. So I was watching it yesterday, and we're kind of on this pattern with raining on Friday and Saturday, it seems like here. Get on his weekly patterns. I remember years ago it was a Wednesday, but it seemed like it's just, it picks every Wednesday, a day and then boom.
Well, this rained, was it Wednesday or Tuesday? Earlier in the week.
It rained Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah, and then it took a day off, then it came back. But we never got the rain yesterday they called for, just the morning and all.
That was a little, I watched some little clouds coming through there and stuff. And
we had a little drizzle, but it wasn't anything major.
Yeah.
You might be surprised, though. Back in the day, though, with us on rainy days, we were terribly busy sometimes.
Yeah, it can be.
People walked around in the rain looking at trees. And
if people have a plan and they want to stick to it, and I have seen Rock Hill kind of cash it in when it rains. That people just don't go do stuff, which I enjoy going to do stuff when it rains because there's not as many people around.
I'll explain that to you. Long time ago, Jerry Peterson used to do Channel 9 News in Charlotte. Mm-hmm. He retired. He came down here and worked for this station.
Yeah, he worked there for a little while.
And if people plan on doing something, inspecting sunshine on Saturday, even if it rains, that's what they do because that's what they plan to do. Now, if you forecast rain, it turns out sunny, they're going to do what they planned to do when it was going to rain. I told him, you don't understand, you're killing me by predicting rain and it not raining on Saturday.
Exactly.
So you can be wrong and I'll forgive you.
Well, my wife's from Oregon, so
it rains all the time out there.
If you didn't want to do something in the rain, you wouldn't do anything out there at all. So just and I worked at a golf course for years, and when it rained, nobody came. We had to get off and go play in the rain, so I kind of like it.
Yeah.
If the temperature is right, I'm not getting out there playing golf when it's 40s. It has to be upper 50s, kind of.
Back in old days when Tommy and I were doing the golf tournament, did you play that year? It was so cold and miserable.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Y'all had the golf covers over the golf carts, freezing rain. Y'all were playing golf, and I was like,
That's Rhonda.
And that's my
Rhonda's
lovely bride.
Here today. Yeah.
I was there because I was helping.
Yeah, you were. And we got to the 18th hole, I think it was, and the general manager of the golf club played at Burlwood for avid golfers out there. And he drove by and he stopped and he said, "What are you doing out here?"
No joke.
I said, "What do you mean?" I said, "These guys are getting their money's worth. You're running this thing. You can call it off anytime you want to." I said, "I'm already to the last hole now. You tell me."
That's funny.
I hit the putt and the water washed the ball off the green. I got the cart and went to the clubhouse.
I'd always drag Jay and him out there when it's raining. He hates it, but I make him go play sometimes.
I didn't mind playing in the rain. It's playing in the snow.
Yeah.
Like I say, it has to
be a certain temperature. I'm not going out there when it's barely above freezing.
Well, it was raining in 39 degrees that day we were playing.
We were down there. That's what, like you say, we had a plan to play. Day he had to play a show was the rest of the time. So
a couple of years later, they called me in the motel at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. It was 20 degrees at Myrtle Beach. And they kept going, "What you going to do?" I said, y'all control the golf cars. Y'all tell me what we're going to do. I mean,
we went back. I remember that day. We went back. They
1 o'clock.
They canceled it so people could go play later. We went back out there, but you couldn't even tee your ball up. The ground was frozen.
It was frozen. So I couldn't believe they let people out there, but they did. Yeah.
So I think we're done with that kind of cold weather here anyway.
Nah.
We're probably going to be a little, I'm talking about 20s. That's gone. We might have a little frost here. What do you think?
2007 is in April. I think it's April 7th, if I remember right. Mm. But it was Easter weekend. On Friday night, we got down to 25, and on Saturday night, it got down to 21.
Really?
Mm. And we had the worst freeze damage we've had in 40 years.
Well, I hope we don't have any of that.
Just Japanese maples at cost now. What we sell them for, what we bought the liners for, we lost $500,000.
Mm.
I didn't want to figure out how much we lost finished product.
Yeah.
I mean, stuff with full bloom, full leaf.
Crazy temperatures.
It split the Jap maples all the way down the stem from the first branch to the ground.
Man.
400 of them.
Ouch.
Oh, you want to see grown man cry, you should have been there that day. That Sunday morning.
At least you forgot about it.
Yeah. No. Anyway, we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench. Have you ever seen the rain? I won't know. Have you ever seen?
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
I'm Benny Etter. There's never been a better time to keep the air clean in your home and business.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
And with the cold weather ahead, there's never been a better time to start saving money by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories.
Okay, a garden party in the rain again.
Yeah, well.
Thank you, Matthew.
Sun coming this afternoon, hopefully.
That's what they say. We'll see.
We hope all our old listeners have found us here, because if you tuned in at 8, we weren't here, so... and we're no longer from 10 to 11, so we're 8:30 to 9. So I want to say hey to Dotsy and Mrs. Dove down in Myrtle Beach. And I hope my mom and dad have found it.
I've told a lot of
Linda and
people.
Wayne. Yeah.
They ran a bunch of ads on the station, but I don't know if they did. It's more midday, and I don't know if our people listen to it midday. But anyway. Anybody ask you, tell them. That's all we can do.
We're live now.
Yeah, live and in person. You can't miss
Matt that. Has to be on his toes now.
That's the scary part.
Yeah, we messed something up.
He's no more taping it.
He's got to have a quick finger to cut us off.
He's got it on the button right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we'll be good.
We're doing better about messing up, Dave. After 6 years, we ought to.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yep.
Very good.
Now, even though it's raining, My zoysia's got some weeds.
Weeds are everywhere. I was looking in my yard and just looking at yards going down the road. All this El Nino rain we've had has washed pre-emergence out, and weeds are here, and temperature has warmed up, and spring, some of the, I mean, fescue yards look all right, but spring is horrible for yards, really. I mean, when you have a warm season grass, it just doesn't look good.
Well, one thing on mine I've noticed over the last 30-something years, but as it warms up, a lot of the existing weeds will go away. They're winter weeds. But then you get a whole new crop if you don't get your pre-emergence down. And I've got not a lot this year, but a little bit of, we call it wild garlic. Everybody calls it onions.
Yeah.
If they got something out now, they'll actually stop that stuff because they did for a long time.
We have some stuff, but it just takes a long time for it to work.
And same thing.
Sometimes it doesn't get all the way down to the bulb. And I know digging them out, it sounds horrible, but that's about the best way to do it. If you got too many, you can't do that. So.
I've had for the whole yard full of them, and this year there's only four or five I noticed. And I thought,
wasn't there an old saying you're supposed to mow them when there's a full moon or something? And
yeah,
I heard something about that.
I'm not sure that works. I tried it.
Maybe you
shouldn't
be out in your yard mowing your yard when it's dark and the moon's out.
Yeah.
But
I won't be.
Well, he doesn't care about his yard. He could get out and kill the onions if he just got out there night and mowed. But there's a lot of things you can, a lot of chemicals and things to use. The only problem is it needs to be a little warmer for them to work correctly.
That's the problem.
We have been warm enough. It's getting in the 70s is really good. But here we talk about being warm.
But
what's the key?
It's
the nighttime temperature. So.
Well, we've talked about this at length over the last few years, but it has nothing to do with outside temperatures, all soil temperature.
Yeah.
And it is, right now the soil's cold.
Yeah, it's still cold.
Yeah.
And damp.
I mean, I hate this time of year, and I figured out why every year at the same time. I'm freezing to death in the morning and burning up at lunchtime. I mean, you can't.
I got jackets, sweatshirts at work. I grab them all Friday and drag them back out of my truck.
I got them in the office. I got them in the car, and then I pull them all together and start over.
I keep a rain jacket and another jacket at work.
A little rain won't hurt you. I walked through so much rain selling people plants.
Well, my wife's maiden name's Rivers, so they said a little rain never hurt a river.
She's known your wife a long time.
Rhonda is here today, so my wife came last week, so evidently we require supervision. I don't know who's going to be here next week. Matt said his wife probably would not come.
The problem with Rhonda is she listens to it on Facebook every week. So I wasn't very careful last week. That's why I'm taking her to breakfast this morning.
I think she might need something better than Pops after last week, maybe.
I like Pops.
I do, too.
Okay.
Pops.
It's that time again. We'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
The far has been hailed, and there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Benny Etter here. Don't let the cold drive your energy costs through the roof.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
We'll clean your unit's condenser coil, oil the motors, check all electronic controls, inspect heat exchanger, check the refrigerant and thermostat, and replace the filter. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
We're rocking and rolling. Yeah. I'm ready to go.
Too bad white snake.
Too bad I can't walk. Huh? Anyway, that was awesome, Matt. Thank you. But we're back to the gardener's bench. We were talking about grass. Anything else on grass?
Well, come see us. We're over on 4372 Old York Road. We're open 8 to 2 today and 8 to going back to 5:30 since the time is changing tonight. Don't forget about your clocks tonight and
set them forward. Right,
put them up
you.
Forward and
yes, sir, spring forward.
Feel like I get my life back. I don't know. I've been in a funk since this whole.
The problem with this thing
time
is
change.
I get used to it from the fall. Now we're changing. It's going to take me 6 months to get used to it again. Then we'll change it back.
Maybe I can stay awake past 7 o'clock. I don't know. I've started golf and all that, so I'm not sitting in a chair falling asleep. But as soon as this time changes,
we're not the only one that's in a chair.
No, man, it's horrible. I'm fighting to stay awake 7 o'clock.
Exactly.
I have fallen asleep before 7 o'clock.
Oh gosh, I've done. Tracy's been cooking a lot. We'll go in there, we'll sit down, eat, watch TV. I get warm in the chair and I'm like,
exact same.
Gone. I guess just like my dad and grandpa and all
for
them.
Several years, she fussed at me for going to sleep at 7 o'clock. She's been doing it the last couple of years.
So the problem is you do that, then you get up and go to bed, you lay, and then you're laying in bed like awake. Like, this is not good.
Yeah. Anyway, the one thing with the 70-degree days this time of year, I don't like them, but I do like them because I like the warmth, but it will force new growth out on your plants. And what happens when you get one morning and it's down around 30, 32 degrees like it has been the last couple of weeks?
Yep.
It kills that new growth, and you got this black foliage on the end of your leaves or limbs or whatever. And back in the day, people used to come in every day, is a fungus on my holly? No, it's cold weather. Well, what can I do about it? Nothing. Just cut it off and let it come
out. Yeah, just cut it off and it'll grow again.
And we really had some. One year, it was like three times it got killed back. And 2 years ago, Bradford pears, the blooms got, buds got killed at least twice.
Yeah.
And they still bloom.
They went through three, went through three seasons here.
Yeah.
Well, they're in full bloom right now. So it's that's about the right time of year. I mean, we always say, well, it's warmer this year or whatever. I think it's about the same time every year. And people's allergies are starting.
The good part about this year right now is my salsa magnolias, I don't think it'll come out yet. My camellia's about done.
Yeah.
It's a little early, but I got a couple varieties still blooming strong. At the beginning of the season, the fall blooming sasanquas and the spring blooming japonicas were blooming at the same time, but that corrected pretty quick. So
we got bulbs popping up everywhere.
Daffodils
are blooming.
Daffodils, and some varieties are about finished.
Yeah, mine are. I got one that's almost done, but
the rest of them are going.
Rest of the bulbs are kind of coming up. And people waking up, I guess. So.
And the interesting thing about that, in 2005, my mom passed away on March 5th. March 5th was the funeral, or that's when she died? She died on
March 4th. That just happened last week?
No, 2005.
It was last week, anniversary, I guess.
Yeah. Well, we were burying her on Monday. Diddy's was on Sunday. Hers was on Monday morning. And on Sunday, we were walking around the yard, and the daffodils there with the buds and all. And Tom, she loved them. I mean, mm-hmm. she used to cut them and put them in bundles.
She had them everywhere.
The kids take it. She had 1,200 varieties at one mm-hmm. time and take them to school. It would be great if they were blooming. It was mm-hmm. 1st of March. The next morning we went out there and they were in full bloom. Boom. And that was early.
Mama.
And the kids put them, wrapped them up and put them on the casket at the funeral. So everybody thought that was cool.
So Mama was a mastermind behind Rolling Hills, yep. probably.
Mama never really worked for Rolling Hills.
Oh, I know.
But she was out there a lot because she liked people, and Daddy didn't. So he wanted to stay there and work on something. So she said, I can't stand it over there with him by myself.
Yeah.
So she pinched geraniums and transplanted flowers. Yeah. And whatever she wanted.
But she
to
had
do.
Something
whatever she wanted
deep
to do,
down basically. Inside that made her love that stuff.
She was a great, she had a green thumb.
She passed it on to you and Tommy.
Not really.
She who's the green thumb between y'all?
Neither one of you?
Well, you did pretty good for 40 yeah, something years. So.
43 yeah. years. But nah.
One of y'all is better than
Tommy,
another.
Probably better at it than I am.
Yeah.
But
you're more administrator.
He had the. He had the ornamental horticulture and landscape design degree. Yeah. I had a degree in marketing management and economics.
Your title was older brother,
the businessman.
Yeah, I was.
I tell him what to do, and he does it.
I was.
Well, y'all did good together. It's tough for family to work together. And y'all made it work for a long time.
We did for a long time. But anyway, we're going to break, but don't put your fertilizer out yet on your plants. And we'll be right back in the garden.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
It's the middle of winter. It's cold outside, and your heat goes out.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Don't let this happen to you. Call me, Benny Etter, and we'll make it better and keep you warm all winter long.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Don't wait. Call 803-327-7100.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Okay, and we're back to finish up this edition of the Gardener's Bench.
Hope it is a lovely day for everybody.
Yeah,
the rain looks like it's almost stopping here. It's getting a little lighter outside, so.
I got to work on our taxes, finish them up today. We got a unique problem. My wife makes too much money.
Oh, hush. Yeah. Stop right there.
That's why you're a trophy husband.
I'm a well-kept
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, she makes too much money.
I think I made too much last year if it felt like it.
I'm picking retirement at the right time.
Yeah, that's good. when he gets retired. He's still at work. So Rolling Hills is not open, so don't go there today. No, they're not going to be there today.
Actually, we're doing something different. We got rid of 55,000 plants last year. It took a little while. We found, started looking, and we found a whole lot of equipment we didn't remember we still had. So we tried selling it to people that were interested, and it just turned into such a pain. And since I can't work all day, too, Tommy got hammered. So March 23rd, we're putting it in an auction with Ligon Auction Company down in Chester. But you can bid now online.
Oh,
they started it up Thursday.
So, yeah,
yeah. It's kind of neat how they do it, but yeah,
he does a good job with that.
Yeah,
that's a unique. I bought stuff from him before.
You shouldn't have told everybody Rhonda made too much money. Now people are not going to bid high. I mean, it's like, well, he don't need it.
Rhonda don't have nothing to do with it.
Well, help Steve and Tommy. So they can go on Ligon.com and find out?
Yeah.
He's on there?
I guess he's on there.
Yeah, I've been to a lot of auctions and stuff he does, and he's a fun dude. And
he don't do it much anymore.
Didn't he run for office?
He's staying in office now? Later.
Yeah.
Yeah, he still
is. He didn't run for re-election. So.
Yeah.
And he's
there's a rumor that he might advertise on the show next year, so hopefully he does well. Or maybe he can start now. I mean, if we get a hold of him. If he does well with your auction. Maybe we can dump some money back into the economy, economy.
I'll go and hit him up on it, but he also has a farm.
Yeah, well, I talked to two ladies that worked with him the other night, and they said that'd be a good idea, probably. So we'll see if it pans out. Doing what we can.
That's right.
That's it.
You get some good stuff.
Get our show back to an hour. You got to give the people what they want.
Yeah.
It is hard to get this show going. I mean, I think today we did really good. But
I'm just here for the beer. Oh, that's right. We don't have beer anymore.
That was last weekend.
That was when y'all were in Chester.
Yeah.
That's right.
Richburg.
Right. Yeah, we're on
the Richburg.
We're on the left side of the interstate.
The Richburg Coliseum.
When did they move Chester to the interstate?
Well, I don't know. It's happened a bit over the years.
It was Richburg.
If you go south, Chester's on the right side, the Richburg's on the left. That's the way I see it.
Yeah, but it used to be Richburg all the way to the Chester city limits when it started.
Chester's fighting.
Yeah, Chester wouldn't sell any land.
Chester took over some land, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
Chester's a strange place anyway.
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on in Chester right now. A lot of businesses moving there. It's
my
sister-in-law's awesome.
From Chester, so I can talk about Chester.
Well, my dad
kinda
used to work down there in Chester.
Kind of like her being from York.
Well, Chester's the same miles from downtown Charlotte as Mooresville, so, I mean, it's bound to grow eventually. It's just taking longer.
The problem with Chester in the old days is certain families owned most of the land around it, and they wouldn't sell it.
Yeah, only a few families own a lot.
They wouldn't let anybody expand. And you had Springs had a plant down there. Mm-hmm. Borden had a plant. There was one more. I forgot what it was. And that was it, the whole town.
Yeah.
You worked there or you didn't work anywhere.
Telephone
company. Yeah. Telephone company. Yeah. And they just wouldn't sell anything.
Yeah, they were slow to grow, but it's starting to get in now.
Richburg got in on the water and sewer thing early. Mm-hmm. They went in and got grants and got it put in. There wasn't anything built out there, but they had utilities. So when somebody came in and wanted to put a plant down there, they already had everything ready
to go.
Anyway.
Well, that sounds like that's it for this week. So,
thank you for listening. Thank you, Mr. Hires and Mr. Stone, for helping us through this. And we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI. South Carolina's most honored